5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Ding dong.
Put moron number two on the phone.
We must have better talent.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
I ran into a mutual mate of ours yesterday, Das. As yeah. Not the one on Breakfast Radio here, another mate of ours. He said, how's Anthony. Fat going? I said, he's going all right. He said, how's he going broadcasting remotely? He paused. He said, because he has issues getting his words out at the best of times. Well, he seemed to know you pretty well, Fat. I'll tell you what we got today, by the way. Sam Groth in and speaking about the US Open, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Also, Jared Lyons, this man a star. A well-travelled, established now star of our competition. Can't wait to chat to him as well. Now, hello to you, Willis.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Anthony Darcy played a bit of footy with Darcy, and of course, got some shops now just around near us in Clarendon Street.
Coventry Street, yeah, and going beautifully too.
Yes.
Ticking every box.
Good boy there. Also, what else I got for you? Some good news.
Come on.
About from the Premier. Can you believe that, Jim? Do you hear what he said today about regional Victoria? Oh. Now, I know Melbourne's very important.
I know. So, much more important.
So is regional Victoria, my friend. It's very important. And he said today, Daniel, that steps could be taken to ease restrictions next week.
I'll tell you what.
Next week,
Jim. I don't give a stuff about regional Victoria. I give a stuff about Bayside. When are things going to be eased there?
Well, I don't care. I'm worried about regional because there's a lot of pubs that need to be open, Jim.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah.
There we are.
Also, we must say hello and thank you to Andy Fenton.
Yes.
As I throw to Rabsy.
Oh, yes.
Today's the day. Not the day the teddy bears had their picnic. It was the day that I realised I was coaching a bunch of blokes that aren't there.
Yeah.
And it's doing my head in.
Today. Who was that, Rap?
Oh, I don't know. No idea.
So, a local coach.
A local coach.
What was that? A can of Fanta or
Solo.
No, Andy Fenton, very good man. He's helped us out with our telecommunications, Fat, for many years, and we appreciate it enormously. Rab's buggered his phone up somehow, so Andy came to the rescue. We thank him.
I've had a big day. Actually, I went to the Telstra dealer today, see my girl down here, Janine. Guess where else I went, Jim? I've been to Kmart.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Why?
Well, I had to buy a board game called Scattergories.
Why?
Oh, because we do this stupid bloody Zoom with the family, my family. So, it's my turn to run it.
What's interesting about Kmart?
Well, I've never really been there, and there's plenty in there. There's plenty to do.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Right. And I went to Bunnings also because I had to buy some
mulch. You can do that in Geelong. It's click and collect here. You're not allowed to go into shops anymore.
Oh, mate, I walked in there and there was 500 people in there. Jesus.
But this is my whole point about how stupid it is, Fat. You can walk into Dan Murphy's, thank God, and they're 10 deep, but you're not allowed to play golf with one other person with no one within 400 metres of you.
I saw something good the other day, Jim. Which Dan do you prefer?
Yes.
Dan Andrews or Dan Murphy?
Well, that's where I appreciate it because Dan of the Murphy's variety has nearly single-handedly got me through. All right, what else, please? Rap style.
A couple of retirements, Jim. Unfortunately, never like to see this, but the big fella from Carlton, Matthew Kruse, who was number one pick, I think, back in 2007, and has been a very good footballer when he's played. His body's let him down. Unfortunately, he is going to retire after 189 games for Carlton, and we put this together for the big Kruse.
And then tumbled a horrible ball forward, but it worked to Murphy. Murphy to the big Kruse.
Kruse gets it on the rebound, kicks him 35 from the turnover, and the big Kruse has got his second perfect start.
Intercepted by Kruse. He charges through the middle of the ground, unloads with a long-range bomb, outstanding finish.
Offhands to Kerridge, hand pass to Kruse, standing start from 40, he goes for home and puts a throw.
Nice.
Yeah.
We 31 like years of age. Very nice boy. We've had him in here quite a few times over the journey, Cruz. Good boy. And as you said, his body just wouldn't stand up to the rigours of what he required of it, but still got a lot to be very proud of. Well done to him.
Exactly. Yeah, well done. And also Bryce Gibbs.
Yes, I saw that. The bracelet.
He'll play on Sunday against Carlton, believe it or not, and plays for Adelaide, and that is his last game. He's still got 2 years to run on that contract at Adelaide, which is unbelievable. Hasn't worked out there, but has been a very good player, and he was number one pick also.
Was.
In 2006, I reckon. So, well done to those two boys on very good careers.
Yep.
What's the game last night, Brisbane Gold Coast?
Didn't. I had other business to attend to last night.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. But I tell you what is a worry. Did we speak about this yesterday? The dew on the ground and how slippery.
You did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a worry, Jim.
Well, and I also hinted at the fact that Hamish Brayshaw might just wander into the West Coast Eagles lineup for tonight. And so that's good. Hammer time.
Hammer Brayshaw.
He's had a journey, Bill. That's what he injured his foot badly in his draft year. So he virtually didn't play his whole draft year and then was quite understandably overlooked. And as you know, with Oscar, he thought, well, that's it. I'm never going to be drafted. And he sort of went through a fairly tough time with it all. Eventually got on a West Coast list as a midfielder. So trying to get a game for that midfield is like trying to get a spot in the middle order for Australia in the 90s. There's no spots anywhere, but they've had some injury. He gets a look at it tonight, so good luck to him.
Six changes there at the West Coast Eagles. They take on the Saints, who have brought in King and Membry.
They're
That's
favorites.
A good game.
Saints. They should be too. That's a big game. That
5 versus 6. That is a good game. We like that game there. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll tell you some good news.
Yes,
I know this bloke, Tim McCullum, who is going to sing the national anthem at the 2020 Grand Final.
Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he's a Geelong boy and used to get around, and then unfortunately he had an accident down on the beach there, down Geelong way, and is now in a chair, Jim, and sings from a chair. He was on The Voice. A few years ago, very nice boy, and he's got the honour now of singing the national anthem. So good on you, Timmy, and all the best there.
Yeah, that's good. Love that.
The Tour de France, Jim, the little man Caleb Ewan has won again.
Yes.
He's won another stage, Jim, stage 11, and he's 165 centimetres. He's a small little man.
That is a little man, yes.
Well, who's smaller than that? You were telling me yesterday.
Lionel, or as we call him in Australia, Lionel Messi. If you look it up on any form of social media or even normal media, you'll get 10 different versions of how big he is, from 150 centimetres, which is clearly wrong, to 170 centimetres, which is probably near out of the mark. But he wouldn't be much bigger than Caleb.
You were saying yesterday 157. Yeah. I know we don't know. We'll have to find that out.
We will.
157's a tiny, tiny little wee man.
No, that's not a big man. Now, surely we swing our attention across to the US Open.
Yes, Jim. There it is.
How's Alex gone?
Well, no good for the Aussies.
Diminor.
He got smacked, actually, by a very good player in Dominic Thiem, 6-1, 6-2, 6-4. We'll talk about with Sam Groff coming up.
But what else?
We were looking at the other game because now through to the semi-final.
Who?
Is Medvedev.
Oh!
That's it!
There we are! He's suddenly our man, old Medvedev.
We're on his bandwagon, don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
He was at last year's US Open who did this to the crowd and begged them to boo him.
That was
Medvedev.
Was that?
Nice.
Righto. Well, that's good.
And Dom Thiem was a finalist at the Aussie Open.
Yes, he was, against Djokovic.
All right, Fat. Well, let's get Grothy in because we need to find out exactly what's going on there. Players been chucked out left, right and centre. Serena Williams winning overnight, of course. Yep. So let's get Grothy in on the conversation.
It's the Rush Hour. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the Triple M app. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest holds the world record for the fastest serve in tennis.
40-30.
Look at that. Look at that. And that's a lot more impressive than Billy's tennis jokes.
What is going on in the sport?
It's a Djokovic.
Oh, God. Here to preview the US Open semi-finals, please welcome Sam Groff.
And mate, more than just the fastest serve ever recorded, also took a set off Roger Federer, centre court at Wimbledon, our man. Welcome, Grothy.
No.
Guys, twice in a week. What a privilege this is for me.
Yeah, it's magnificent. We need to talk US Open now. Our man, Alex Diminor, his great run ended.
It sure did. JB, obviously a tough one. Huge effort from Alex to make his first quarterfinal, but probably runs into the guy who will end up winning this title, you would imagine, Dominic Thiem. You know, he's a number two seed, and just the last couple of rounds, he's put the foot down a little bit. Thiem gets through the young Canadian and then sort of dismantles Alex. But Alex will walk out of Flushy Meadows. He'll have his head held high and a huge step forward.
Well, and the bank balance just helps out too.
$425,000.
Yes.
Nice. US dollars.
Yeah, that's it. Over 500. Kegs. Love that. No, it was well done by him. And Serena Williams. Now, I want to ask you this because there are lots of players not playing in this tournament, including our girl, Backyard Buddy. So does it mean, were she to win, that there'd be an asterisk on this 24th major?
No, definitely not. I think what the players have had to go through with having all the time off, so not competing for sort of 5 or 6 months, that's not easy to come back from anyway. The players have had to go through all these different protocols, go to New York. They're not allowed to leave their hotel. There's nowhere to eat. There's all these things that you can't have your full team there. There's a lot of things that you go through to get to this event. Definitely not. Can she win it? Obviously, she's in the semifinals. She got a tough one against Victoria Azarenka. But it's interesting watching these matches with no crowd. So Azarenka, who's been out of the game for a long, long time, let's say Serena does go and win her 24th slam, a bit hard to celebrate in front of no people. Yes. It's just a weird atmosphere going on in New York right now.
It is indeed. And I was watching the other day, because I love my tennis, Groffy, and I was watching, and one of the Russian boys was playing, and he actually shushed the commentator who was talking too loud. He was from ESPN, the commentator, and the Russian said, "Hey, mate, shut up. You're talking too loud." Actually, I think we've got some audio of it.
His second serve percentage is low just because of the double fault. Oh, sorry.
That's the one thing about a quiet stadium. The courtside reporter has to watch his volume.
German, that player, by the way, not Russian. But
yeah. I tell you what, though. So that's Brad Gilbert. During the Aussie Open, I was sitting next to Brad. A guy, Billy, you wouldn't know because you say you don't watch tennis, but there was a guy named Tennis Sangren, his name was. Yeah. And he had, I think, 7 match points on Roger Federer in the fourth set. Went on to lose the match, but midway through the fifth, crowd going mental in Rod Laver Arena. Brad sitting next to me, who was the reporter in that situation. And as the crowd's going loud, I've got into my mic and said, you know, it looks like tennis is really starting to struggle here. The crowd goes quiet to the point, I say out loud, and his legs have gone on him. Tennis looks straight over at me, and I've played tennis a couple of times on tour, and it gave me the little shush as well. So I can understand what Brad's going through there, and it definitely happened.
Is that bloke's name Tennis?
Yeah, his name's Tennis Sangren, and he's from Tennessee, and he went to University of Tennessee.
Now, Bill, that's an old story. That's from the Aussie Open that was happening in January.
I know, but that's taken the piss, Jim. He's from Tennessee.
Bill, this is not a new
thing. He went to the University of Tennessee and he plays tennis.
Fat, that's just not new. This happened in January at our Australian Open.
Well, that'd be like some Jimmy Cricket playing cricket and went to the University of...
That's it, Sandra Sully. This all happened 8 months ago, you tool.
Hey, it was unusual to see Djokovic being kicked out of the tournament. How is the Lions woman? Because I heard she's actually received death threats.
Yeah, so Novak had to actually put a message on social. He's got a really strong following of people who, anything you do against Novak Djokovic, they come for you. So let's just put it out there and say he has this group of followers that are very extreme. Mm-hmm. They're 100% Novak, for Novak. And he had actually put a message on his social media to stop people targeting the line judge because they found out her social media handles. They were issuing her death threats. They were having to go at her personal life. Unfortunately, she lost a son recently. They jumped on that and said that she deserved it. It was completely bad treat. I mean, it should never happen to anybody. But to jump on and try to blame her, it's pretty unacceptable from his hands. And thank goodness he got on and tried to steer them away from that.
Oh, Serbian, Bill, you know about that part of the world. You go and do a breakfast or a lunch every year for the Croatian society or something, don't you?
A Croatian boys out of Footscray. Yeah. And let me tell you, the meals are beautiful, Jim. They are fantastic.
But it's a bit Sun Yang-esque, isn't it? Because old Sun, when our man decided that he was a drug cheat, which he in fact was and has now proven to be, Mac Horton, he copped a bit of the same treatment, Grothy.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll tell you what, you've got to be really careful what you pick and say about Novak, because if you do it publicly, it's going to come back and get you in a barrage of online messages. So I don't know whether he has a bunch of burner accounts and it's him doing it personally or if it's his, it's his fans, but they do tend to come for you a little bit.
All right. What, as we let you go, mate, who wins? Tell us, please, men's and women's singles.
Naomi Osaka and Dominic Thiem.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I like Dom Thiem, of course, beaten finalist at the Oz Open.
No, good.
But I love how he takes a game on, Grothy. Just, it takes every risk in the book and pulls most of them off.
Yeah, he certainly does. He's a big ball striker.
Thank
he
you,
knows
Bill.
What he's doing out there.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Grothy, I went into a bar the other day and I was dressed and I was dressed as a tennis ball. I got served straight away.
Oh geez. The worst part about that joke is it's one of your better ones.
Grothy, any time you want to come in and take over, you just walk in the studio.
How's your golf going, Grothy?
Non-existent at the moment, I tell you. Locked up and get my hour of yard time a day.
Yeah. All right, Grothy, thanks for that. We look forward to chatting soon.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Mate.
Lyon, nice step. Oh, this is a brilliant goal by Jared Lyons. Grabbed it out of the pack, snaffled around the corner on the right, and Brisbane are away.
Now, speaking of good stories in football, Fat, and there are a lot of them, this is one of my favourites, right? This bloke plays 55 games for Adelaide. He then goes to the Gold Coast, puts 37 together up there, and then, for whatever God knows reason, wasn't required at the Gold Coast anymore when they were the worst team in the comp.
He gets then the goes to, from the Gold Coast.
And then goes to Brisbane and has become one of the legitimate A-graders in the whole competition. Forget about the Lions. I'm talking about across the whole comp. Jared Lyons, he is a star, and he joins us now from Brizzy. Welcome, Jared.
Very flattering. Thank you, JB.
It's a ripping story. And when you were going to the back end of your time at the Gold Coast, did you start doubting whether this was actually going to be it, or were you always confident that you'd get taken up somewhere else and be able to produce what you're producing now?
I had a year to go at the Gold Coast, so I sort of knew I was going to be playing. But, yeah, I mean, I'd had surgery at the end of that year. I left and... Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure. I knew I could play good footy. I just wasn't sure if my body was going to get through that. I blew up my ankle, and but the surgery went really well, and I come out of that as good as new. And, the story sort of wrote itself from there.
Yeah, because that's what everyone asks you. How can Jared Lyons, who's one of the best for the Brisbane boys, get the lemonade and sauce from the Gold Coast? But that was it. It was just a bit of bad luck. You're injured and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I probably just wasn't the right fit for where the club was going. There was no hard feelings. I mean, I could have stayed if, I was very close to staying, but where they were going and what they wanted was, probably didn't have me in it, and that was fine. I mean, I got picked up by Rocket there, and I've had 11 senior coaches in 10 years or something ridiculous. So it is, it's hard to find some consistency amongst it all, but I went there under Rocket, and obviously he went, and then Dewey come in, and every coach wants to make their own list, and I wasn't part of that, and that was fine with me because Bags wanted me up the road, and up we went.
And it's worked out very well thus far, Jared. Hey, tell us your background, mate. Give us an idea. You played, you're a Melbourne boy. Where'd you grow up, and who'd you play for?
Yeah, I grew up in East Bentley. Played junior footy with St. Peter's Footy Club, and then with Sandy Dragons in the TAC Cup.
Yep.
Old man played a lot of footy at the Sandy Zebras.
He played at Melbourne too, didn't he?
And he played 27 games at Melbourne. Way back in the 70s. So I grew up in Bayside in Melbourne and loved it.
Oh, and Jared, as you said, the Sandy Dragons, who are, of course, the footy factory. Forget
Geelong
about
Falcons.
BT and the crap he talks about with the
Geelong
bloody
Falcons Jim.
And all these. If you go through, Jared, you start. Correct me if I start to say anything incorrect. If you go through the main players who have been drafted from the King boys to McGrath to Taranto to, dare I say it, the Brayshaw boys to Jared Lyon, it has been extraordinary what that club's produced for the AFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's always an ongoing rivalry down in Victoria with that stuff. But, they've got a great program coming through there. And I don't know how big of an area, but there's obviously a lot of footballers in that area, and you compete with the private school kids too. So, they've done really well. I think Juddy was one out of there as well, just to name a few. But yeah, I loved it. It was great down at Trevor Barker, and had fun.
Jim, John Brown, Luke Hodge, Gary Ablett, Danger.
Give me a spell. I'm telling you, Fat, do the maths. I keep telling stupid Bristle, but he won't listen because he's compromised like you are.
And then you get to the Lions, and your brother's there too. Tell us about Causa, or even...
Corey.
Yeah. Corey, Bill,
he's out of Sandy as well. It's probably been a bit unlucky, been emergency a few times, and just hasn't quite got in there. But, he's playing some really good footy in the twos, and hopefully... I mean, there's a few injuries this week, so you never know, he might sneak in. But, it's been nice being around family. Been away from Melbourne for so long to come up here and, spend a bit of time with him. It's been great.
Stick around, mate. We need to talk about the Lions' massive October coming up.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. JB, Bill, and Brisbane Lions gun midfielder Jared Lyons joins us.
And part of a very good midfield too. We saw, of course, Lachie Neale last night. Jared again put three votes on the board. He's just going to win the Brownlow in a canter.
That's going to be pretty hard to stop him. You sort of forget his start to the year, but it was incredible. You couldn't get the ball away from him. So, it's a great accolade for him. But, I think... Team-wise, there's probably other things that we're focused on at the moment. But, he's a serious player and he's great to play with.
Hey, the crowd's very good too. Very loud and knowledgeable. They know what's going on up there now.
Yeah, I mean, Queensland footy at the moment, it's unreal. They're kids in the street kicking footies. I've never seen it in my few years being up here. And, it's taken over. It's awesome to see. As well as, the crowd at the Gabba, people joke about it, but it does echo a lot for however many you get in there. Last year when we were having 35,000 in there, you couldn't hear a thing. So it is exciting for Queensland footy.
What about the dewy conditions and slippery? Does it get really dewy at the Gabba, if the grand final, October 24th, Jared, at 6 or 7 p.m., what will the conditions be like?
If it's more early in the year, you get the really slippery, balmy nights that make it hard to play. So, there hasn't been a game played that time of year at the Gabba for a long time. So, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it'll be as bad as people are envisaging. But, early in the year and your sort of February, Marches is when it gets really bad. So, I think we should be okay.
Tell us a bit about Fags, please, because we speak to him a lot and he's always got a smile on his face. He's great to interview. He's relaxed. But then we every now and then just sneak a camera into the halftime huddle and Jared, he can pin his ears back.
Yeah, I think Mitch Robertson calls him Dad, which is it's pretty spot on. He's very much a father figure. He doesn't like yelling, but you're right. When he does, it catches a few boys off guard. And he does not give you a warning when it comes either. So, I think that's the best part about it. Like, he doesn't give a lot of spray. So when he does, they certainly sit and sink in. But he's been unreal for the club and, for my footy in particular. I've loved playing under him.
Oh, yeah. And Harris Andrews, of course, just signing with the club for a long time. That's exactly what you wanted to hear.
Does he get excited at all?
What, Harris or Fags?
Harris, he doesn't seem to get too excited about things.
He is the oldest 24-year-old you'll ever meet. He does everything by the book. He's a student of the game, and he does get excited. You just don't see it on the field. Off field, he's very much a little kid at times, but he's a very professional player. And I think it was a bit of a Harris Andrews week this week, but. He deserves it. He's been so consistent for the last probably 4 or 5 years. So it's nice to lock him in for a long term.
Now, Bill, we like to just explore friends off the field. And we also like to nominate, and we're pretty open about it, when players are doing far too well for themselves.
Exactly, Jim.
And I think our man here, Jared Lyons, fits into that category very comfortably. Now, Savannah, where did we stumble across this magnificent lady, please?
Across my journey, three clubs. this is Adelaide. Yeah, she's from Adelaide. We met in my first couple of years there. And she's managed to stick on ever since, which is not like me to hang around somewhere too long. But,
she in the cheer squad?
No. She's well, the Wags up here aren't as high profile, so sort of got their own little group here, and she's been awesome, sort of traveling around and from Adelaide to the Gold Coast now up to Brisbane. So yeah, we're doing very well.
And you've got a son, Sebastian. And I tell you what, you'd be missing your dog. Oh, no, you'd have your dog at home, of course. So you're not in the hub. But I think your dog's name, I bumped into you there that time, Harvey. Oh!
Yes, he's, we're big dog people. He's right up there with Sebastian. He gets many privileges at home. But, yeah, it's been exciting for the last couple of years. Seb's sort of won, just turned one a couple of weeks ago. I didn't get to go to his first birthday, which was the sacrifices we're making at the moment. But
he couldn't go to his first birthday.
No, well, we couldn't. You can't have anyone at the house, and you can't go to the park. So yeah, he had to go to the park with a couple of friends, and couldn't go.
That's
but
tough.
I mean that. I mean, we're doing it. We got it a little bit easier than some of the guys that are in the hubs away from family. So I think still pretty lucky to be at home, especially with what you guys are dealing with in Victoria. So,
that's right.
It's been, we're pretty lucky and we're enjoying playing.
Have you guys hubbed? We spoke to Rory Sloane the other day, and Adelaide have hubbed, I think, for only 2 weeks. What about you guys?
Yeah, we did Sydney for a couple of weeks. Right. We hubbed down on in Manly on the water there, so it wasn't too bad. But it is tough being away from home, and we were only 2 weeks. So I feel for the guys that have been up here for almost 15 weeks now. So.
Well, mate, you have to travel every second week in a normal season, so take it when it lands in your lap, I say.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I think I mentioned that a couple of months ago, and I copped a bit of stick for it. But we're sort of on the other end of it now, and it is quite nice.
Hey, mate, good luck. Of course, out in straight sets, but lost no fans last year in the finals.
Nah,
Bill,
like
a couple
them,
of real
Jim.
Tight ones. They play a good brand of footy, and look out come October for the Brisbane Lions. Jared, well done with everything, mate. You're flying.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
On your Lionsy.
Friday show is podcast, of course. Get online, enjoy that. How do you do it, Rabbits?
Triple M app or the iTunes store or online, whatever you like.
Oh, very, very nice. Nice show today, by the way. Jared Lyons, good boy. Mm-hmm. And Grothy, just keeping us up to speed with everything that's going on in the US Open. So nice helping of the rush hour. Now, the
big game tonight, Jim.
Oh, bloody oath it is.
St. Kilda, West Coast.
Who's looking after it for us?
Well, Barry Denner, he's very good. Joey Montana, very good. Bernie Vince.
Yep. Montana.
Dale Thomas, Daisy, Michael Roberts, Ash Chua, and what about the producer, Jim?
Who is it?
Ryan Warren.
Gee, why don't you put that up? It's going to be a great, great produced game, to be fair.
Oh, Nary. Come on, Nary.
Yes. All right, Fat. No, so we are looking forward to that. It'll be a beauty. All right, joke from you?
Yeah, good one.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
A lot of feedback on yesterday's.
Yeah,
jeez, the kids
there.
Loved it. It was a good one for the kiddies at home around the table.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Yep.
Mayonnaise.
Not the one before.
Jim, it's a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar.
Yes.
To the pub here. You know
right.
that.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's a 45-minute walk from the pub to my house. The difference is staggering.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She's just getting worse, aren't they?
Like, I'm glad I walk. I'm glad I do walk. And so, sometimes I walk backwards, Jim.
So you would know they're getting worse too, wouldn't you? As you prepare to tell them, you'd go, this is real shit.
I don't mind. Real shit, Jim. See, people like you two don't like them because you don't get them because you've got no sense of humour and no fun about you.
Oh, what
it
a
was
pity.
Cold. Shut up too, that silly old mum.
Never call us again.
Not on your life.
Not.
What's the funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world?
You are the king of the